David Levy from the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts recently accompanied a group of sighted and visually impaired visitors on a tour of the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge. The visit included a mini touch tour of the sculpture gallery, which included a bust by Jacob Epstein with a special link to Norfolk. Marnie Meakin found out how they got on.
Hello everyone, it's Marnie here. And today I'm meeting with David Levy, who's one of the guides at the Sainsbury Centre. He's been working with Mike Blythe and Mark Smith to help the rest of us guides to better help our blind visitors. Those of you who go on the outings arranged by Mark will know David's name, because he's occasionally been accompanying you. A recent trip they made was to the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge. So, welcome David. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this morning.
Good morning, Marnie, and that's my pleasure.
Good, thank you. First of all, was this one of Mark's tours?
Yes, it was. Mark and Elaine rang me and suggested they were doing a tour to the Fitzwilliam, and they know I have an interest in matters artistic, so to speak. Would I like to go along? And of course, I was very pleased to do so.
Oh, good, yes. And how many people went? Were there many of you on the tour?
I can't remember the actual number. It was a minibus full.
A minibus, so right.
I'm guessing 12 or 13 people.
And there's one accompanying person to each blind person,
I think so,
is that
yes,
right?
Yes. I was with a lady called Teresa who was very pleasant and seemed to enjoy the day immensely.
Oh, good. That's rather nice when you've got some feedback like that. Had you been to the Fitzwilliam before?
Yes, several times.
Oh, right, okay.
One of my favourites.
And so just tell us about a bit the museum itself.
Oh, I think it's significant this year. It's its 200th or bicentenary anniversary, isn't it? It's part of the main university at Cambridge, but acts independently, and it has modern additions.
And it has what, sorry?
Modern additions.
Oh, yes.
Bits have been added on in more recent years. But very tastefully. It looks very nice. A lovely classical building. It has very interesting exhibitions of all sorts at all times, and anyone can go there at any time.
So it has a regular collection, does it?
Yes.
And
it,
then
yes.
Exhibitions?
Yes, exactly. Very much like we do at the Sainsbury, as you know. So there's a permanent collection,
yes,
a big collection, and then temporary exhibitions. And this time there was an exhibition of Egyptian artefacts, which was quite interesting.
Oh, good, yes. So that's what you went to see. What other sort of things are on display?
Generally speaking, work from all sorts of periods. I mean, I myself tend to like modern Western art, so I tend to go and look at that.
But they have modern stuff as well, then,
some,
do they?
Some, but it's mostly older material, classical material. But there's always something for everybody, as I say. And I find whenever you go, there'll be something of interest.
Oh, that's great. that's very useful. Do they do touch tours?
Well, they did this time.
Did they?
Yes. Yes. We're lucky that they split our group into three. Three very helpful people who work there came and spoke to us and split us into small groups, obviously. And Teresa and I and somebody else went off and we did, a mini touch tour of one of their sculpture galleries.
Oh, that would be interesting.
It was, and it had a particular resonance for me, and you know what I'm talking about here. They had the Einstein bust by Jacob Epstein, which I think they have permanently, and we had that at the Sainsbury Centre 2 years ago in the Masterpieces exhibition.
By Jacob Epstein?
Yes.
Of?
Einstein.
Of Einstein, right, yes.
So it's a piece we know well, and it's a very tactile object, isn't it? It's very.
It would be. I can imagine the.
So we were lucky. We wore
the Epstones aren't they?
They are.
Yes.
So we'll white gloves. You know the white glove. Syndrome.
Yes.
and we're able to touch that and other pieces there, and of course it might interest people to know that this particular item has a Norfolk connection. Einstein was living in Norfolk.
Was he?
I say living very temporarily. When he had to leave Germany in 1933, he came to Norfolk originally. And Einstein was in a sort of hut near Cromer.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that. No.
And Epstein was sent for and came to produce this bust.
In Norfolk?
I think it's a place called Rowdom, on the way to Cromer.
Oh, yes.
You know
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah, I yeah, do, yeah. Yes.
There's a pub there called the New Inn, And they have a blue plaque on the wall outside saying that Einstein drank here.
Very good.
So it's quite a nice local connection.
Yes.
And it's a lovely piece of work. And as I say, we were able to touch
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, indeed. It
went very well.
Oh, that's lovely. What were some of the other favourite things, just from the general collection?
We didn't have much time, to be honest with you.
Right.
We didn't get there till about midday, and I think we had to leave by about four, and that included lunch, which was provided.
You must
and
include
was,
lunch.
We included lunch, yes, exactly. Yes. Lunch was very nice, provided for us. It was very pleasant. The only other thing I can recall we saw that we had time to really spend some time with was some of this Egyptian material. They had things like mummies and Egyptian coffins.
Right, so that's where you spent most of your time.
A little bit macabre. And they were trying out for us that day a new audio guide system.
Oh, really?
Which was being on trial. But, in fact, our group didn't like it, and the feedback we gave them was, no, it won't work.
Oh, really? Audio guides are not intended for the blind, though, are
these
they?
Were.
They were. Oh, right.
They wanted to try them with a visually handicapped group, but none of the people seemed to like them at all.
No. The only time I've seen them used has been just to tell sighted visitors about the objects.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like you, yes, I go to many museums where they use them. I don't like them much myself, but that's another matter. But the blind group...
Oh, well, that's very interesting. It would be very good for them to get some feedback.
They were happy to get the feedback.
Yes,
and thought, well,
yes,
we'll rethink
so.
It. Yes.
yes, indeed. So you wouldn't have time to do anything else in Cambridge then?
Oh, no, not at all.
No, it sounds like quite a crowded day in the museum.
It was hectic, shall we say, yes. I think if you went again, it might be better to go earlier or make it last longer. But the trouble is, as you know, the time you get everyone together and leave Norwich at about 10...
Yes.
Some you get there and have a cup of tea, and then you're going to do something, and you have lunch, and then you leave, and so on. It doesn't leave much time.
No, I know. Yeah. It soon whizzes by, doesn't it? Mm. Well, I'm glad you were able to go, though, and you think everybody had a good time.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yes.
The feedback we all got was it was very interesting. It wasn't too heavy or technical or anything. It was good fun.
Yes.
And as I say, there is something for everybody. I'm not sure what the other two groups did.
Right.
They went off and did their own thing, different
yes.
things. One of them I know was looking at...
So it could be directed by the blind people, the visitors.
Well, they chose, yes.
Yes, they could, yes.
I think Mark would know more about this, but I think he was offered a choice. There are three subject areas, if you like, and the people can go with whichever group they like.
I see, yes. Mm.
But the staff there are very, very good and very helpful.
Oh, that's nice to know. Mm. Yes, that's very good.
Worth doing again, I think, this one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, encourage the others. Mm. Yes, we should. Well, thank you very much indeed for that. That's great. Thank
My pleasure.
You for sparing the time.
Can I just put a plug in for the Sainsbury Centre while we're talking?
Oh, please do.
Yeah. They currently have a Giacometti exhibition. It's called A Line Through Time. 50 years since Giacometti died. Great sculptor. And it's an exhibition which I would recommend people to come to if they can, if they can find the time.
Are there any blind tours organised? Have you got anything?
Well, there's nothing specially organised.
You haven't
but I think
arranged anything with Mark?
No, I haven't yet, but as Mark knows, we're happy to put things on.
Yes.
If people are interested, Mark's only got to ring. I think Lisa organises them for him
yes.
at the Sainsbury Centre.
Yes.
And they will be happy to arrange something, yeah.
Oh, good. I know, it's a fantastic exhibition.
It is, it's marvellous.
Yes,
marvellous.
It would be great to share it. Lovely.
It'd be nice to do a touch tour, but I'm not sure whether they can, because not all the items are ours, of course, no.
No, I know. Some of the things are rather fragile.
They're very fragile,
they?
And it can be very difficult if we don't own the pieces,
yes. But good, all are welcome.
Yes, indeed.
So, thanks very much, and I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
David Levy of the Sainsbury Centre, who visited the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge.